everyone. Okay. Welcome to the Maison Mui podcast episode 1. Okay. Actually, there are somebody said that I should not say actually because it's weird, you know, but it's my addict word already. So actually, yeah. So actually, today we going to be the first episode of the years in English language, okay? I think I'm fluent enough to speak English, right? And I bring the information to you guys about the Pongsu, the Korean geomancy, like what are you calling it? Topography or something, like arrange something to like arrange the area and the way to see the area as the nature as a whole before we do anything, you know, right? It's just like an analysis of the site before, but it's not like a Western way. It like a site analysis, but it's not a Western way. It's a rental way. Okay, so today we will share together about Pongsu together. So I have to reference my document first, because actually I find information about this a lot, you know, right? Yeah. So I should go to the wall first, okay? To see. Yeah, to see if the information is over there, you know? Yeah. It's like I find information a lot. It's in the book Winding River and Village by Professor Song Kyun Kim. Okay, so it's mainly about the books and the knowledge in the books, and you try to speak about that books. Okay, today I will speak about Pongsu only because it's like the information is a lot, you know, like it can be overwhelmed, it can be overload, you know, like it can be like make you feel like, oh, it's too much, you know, like. So I just speak only little about maybe 10 minutes only about the Pongsu. Yeah, the Pongsu of reference with the Sino-Korean pronunciation Feng Shui. It's like Feng Shui, you know, like Feng Shui is for Chinese, right? But Pongsu is the Korean one, okay? It's a Korean practice that focuses on arranging physical environment to harmonize it with natural world, thereby bringing about health, prosperity, and good fortune, rooted in the ancient Chinese philosophy, okay? It's closely related to Taoism. Taoism is like, can I say religion? Tao is religion, right? Yeah, in foundation concept, but it evolved to incorporate the unique Korean element and sensibility, okay? At the heart of Pongsu is concept of Qi, the life force. Qi is the life force or energy that flow through everything. The practice to involve the oriental home, building, and even entire city to align favorably with the topographical features such as mountain, river. So the maximizing the positive flow of qi is like a harmonization is often achieved by taking into the consideration the four symbols, which include the blue dragon, white tiger, vermilion bird or phoenix, the black tortoise, and representing the cardinal direction and element in nature. The dragon, I think, is like maybe east. Yeah, white tiger is in the west, vermilion bird in the south, right? And tortoise is in the north, okay? Similar to Japanese, I guess. Yeah, Taoism is like philosophical and religious tradition from ancient China, which emphasized living in harmony with the Tao, translate as the way. Tao is the way, you know, like the way of saying, you know, right? The Tao is considered as a fundamental, indescribable process of the universe, and Taoism advocates for a life of simplicity, naturalness, and non-interference with the course of natural events. In order to align with the Tao and achieve spiritual harmony, okay? A bit sound complicated. You may feel like, oh, I feel like overwhelmed, you know, right? But don't be scared, you know. It's because the stuff today is about thing you didn't familiar with, you know, right? It's because in our lifestyle, even in the Thailand, right? You get used to Western garden already. It's like every garden in Thailand mostly is Western, you know, right? Because we actually, I say that it's a bit sad, you know, like because we are not colonized by the officially, you understand, like officially, but we colonized by culture and thing, you know, like we have been colonized by the culture already, like invade by culture, you understand, right? Yeah, that's why. Yeah, but actually I picked the Korean is because it's blending with the nature. Blending with the nature mean the way they spend the area is blending with nature, okay? So the next thing is the alignment between the Pongso and Taoism lie within the chair ideology of balance and the flow with nature. Pongso application in site selection, architecture, and spatial arrangement mirror the Taoist search for balance and harmony in life. Both practices seek to understand and work within the natural rhythm and pattern of energy inherent in the natural world. The Oriental way is about energy flowing, you understand, right? Some way you study architecture, you may hate feng shui a lot, but don't hate it, you know, like because it's the way of nature work, how nature work, you understand? Like you can look in the prosperity of the thing by look in the feng shui of over there, you understand, right? Yeah. So the Pongso and Taoism intersect in their mutual respect for the nature and the belief in the universal energy that connect all the living things. Yeah. They both recognize the importance of the five elements. Five elements is wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. It's according to the four mythology creature. Wood, I think, is dragon. Fire is phoenix. Earth is I'm not sure, you know, like so metal is the white tiger. White tiger, yeah. Water is the black tortoise. Yeah, earth is just earth, you understand? Yeah. So the concept of the yin and yang, we supposed the force, opposing the force as seen as the interconnect and counterbalancing. Yeah. In a philosophical sense, Pongso and Taoism both acknowledge the powerful influence of invisible energy and important aligned human endeavor with this cosmic force, while Pongso is more pragmatic, focused on the manipulating the physical environment for favorable results. Taoism takes a broader spiritual perspective by advocating for the way of being that in the tune with the nature in order of the universe, despite their difference in focus and application. Both Pongso and Taoism contribute the holistic view of humanity place within the cosmos, advocating for a life that's moving rather than against the current of nature. Okay? Yeah, the reference is Winding River Village, Poetic of Korean Landscape by Professor Song Kyun Kim. Okay? So the podcast today is maybe like intense, you know, like I know it's too much for you guys, you know, right? It's like maybe it's too much, you know, like maybe you think it's like bombard you with all information. But actually, I hope you guys enjoy the episode, you know, like I am, you know, like I enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode too, you know, right? Okay, see you next time. Peace.